Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, and I'm here to remind you that anything is possible. My mission is to show you that your dreams are a lot closer than you think, and there's no limit to what you can accomplish when you simply get out of your own way. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. If you're looking to live a happy, fulfilled, and abundant life, then you are definitely in the right place. Hello, beautiful, radiant, lovely listeners of today's episode. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the Manifest With Me podcast. I am so happy and grateful to be here with you all. I am sending much love to you regardless of where you're at. And if you guys have been feeling some type of way, then let's just take a big inhale together. And exhale. Exhale out all the BS, all the worries, all the stuff that does not serve you, and know that this is a safe space for you. You are safe and free to be who you want to be here. You are safe to feel all the feels here and to discover new things about yourself and shed those old layers behind. And now let's begin. So if you guys are listening to this when this episode is coming out, which is on October 25th on Wednesday, then you may or may not know that on this past Monday, October 23rd, we have just entered Scorpio season. And whether or not you have used astrology or use astrology today is up to you. I always like to say it's not a religion, it's not a belief system, it is just a tool that you can use. You can choose to have it in your repertoire of other spiritual manifestation tools, or you can choose not to. It's like you can choose to use a fork to eat your dish with, or you could choose a spoon, or you could choose a knife, or you could choose a ladle, whatever you want to use. It's entirely up to you. But I would actually recommend having like a universal cutlery kit in case you need either of those things, where you come across a dish or a situation where either could be helpful, instead of being like, nope, I am only sticking to my fork and I will only eat everything with a fork. Because what happens when you guys get served soup? I don't know. So with that being said, let me tell you guys a little bit more about what this means. So Scorpio season means that the sun has now entered Scorpio. And Scorpio is known to take us through the unseen aspects of ourselves and life. So during this time, it might be easier for you to experience sharper intuition or a sight that extends beyond your two eyes. Basically, it's like your senses are open to experience more and to experience deeper. And a lot of times that actually means confronting emotions that we've been trying to run away from. It means learning how to face your fears so that you can heal, so that you can transform. And it tells you not to be afraid to plunge into the abyss of your emotions, as scary as it can be. And you guys, truthfully, I thought this was perfect to share because it is so freaking aligned with today's episode, which is all about how to manifest when you are in a bad mood. Because you guys, as I'm sure we have all come to realize, we will never be able to escape our quote unquote negative emotions. And yes, that might sound really freaking scary, but it is the truth. So let's normalize not being happy 24/7. Let's normalize having moments of sadness, of anger, of pain, of frustration, because this is what it means to be human. And if you don't like it, then go ahead and talk it out with your spirit self, because you chose to came into this life as a human at this point in time to experience exactly this life as you know it today. So with that being said, I wanted to do today's episode on manifesting when you're in a bad mood, because I honestly think there's this common misconception that in order to manifest, we need to be in the highest of vibrations. We need to be feeling all joyful, all abundant, happy, and peaceful all of the time, or else it won't work. And you guys, this does not have to be true. In fact, if you guys actually believe this, then it only creates more fear and more worry over feeling bad, and it only creates more resistance to your emotions. And this is what blocks your manifestations, not the actual feelings themselves, but the resistance to them. Let me repeat that. It is your resistance to negative emotions that ends up blocking your manifestations, not the negative emotions themselves. So today, what we're going to do is we are going to explore releasing resistance to negativity. We're going to explore embracing our emotions and how to use these negative emotions as a source of power and energy towards our desires. Because you guys, emotions are really just energy in motions. Emotions. And the problem isn't having negative emotions. The problem is that you don't know or don't channel it effectively. And that's okay because it's not something we've necessarily been taught to do. We've always been taught, okay, you have to repress your anger or you can't show that you're sad or just smile and be happy. Why can't you do that? No, you don't need to do that, you guys. We can feel it all here. So give yourselves permission to feel whatever you are coming to the table with today. It is completely okay. It is completely valid. It does not make you any better than or less than anyone else. They are just freaking emotions, okay? So what it comes down to is the bottom line. The problem is that you guys are probably fighting your emotions instead of utilizing them. The problem isn't that you have them, it's that you are resisting them. So don't worry, because today we are going to be getting into all of that. But you guys, before we begin, let's start off with some manifestation success stories. All right, friends. So I have a story for you all, and this happened to me last week. And for context, I feel like last week I was in like the biggest slump of my entire life. I was this freaking close to giving up everything, you guys. And when I say everything, I was like, you know what? I hate social media. I hate content. I am just gonna not do anything. I don't know what to do. I have no purpose in life. Everything sucks. Everything is going to shit. I literally just want to lay in bed and do nothing. And trust me, you guys, I think like for 3 days, I just laid in bed and did nothing. And I threw myself my pity party. I was just like, I feel super stressed. I feel anxious. I feel depressed. I can't pinpoint why. And I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I feel like there's something wrong with me. And so what do when you just feel like you have no grip on life or your emotions? For me, I decided to take a very long nap. And so I don't know about you guys, but in between the space of being awake and being asleep, that is where I feel like I connect to wisdom, guidance, intuition, psychic powers, as you will call it. And so I remember as I was drifting off to sleep, I remember just putting out this prayer to the universe. I was like, universe, please freaking help me. I have no idea what's going on within me right now. It's all very scary. I don't know what's coming up. I don't know why this is happening to me. I feel very unsafe and I need some guidance. I need a sign that I'm on the right path and I need some encouragement. And so as I was about to drift off to sleep, I suddenly got a visit from a spirit guide in that moment where I recognized this energy outside of myself and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What is this? So I asked this entity, I was like, okay, who are you? And they said that their name was Ray. And I was like, okay, what are you? And they said that they were the sun goddess. And I know you guys, this sounds absolutely freaking ridiculous. And trust me, I would have thought so too if I wasn't like half asleep. But because I was half asleep, I had zero resistance to what was coming to mind. And so I just opened my energy up to this consciousness and allowed myself to hear what it was that they wanted to say. And what they told me was, Kira, you have nothing to worry about. You are on the right path. Things are working out for you. It seems crazy right now. It's challenging. Yes, I know. But keep going and you'll understand. And they literally told me that I would fall asleep after that. And so what did I do? I fell right asleep for the next couple hours. And I woke up thinking that I almost had a dream because I was like, wait, what? What just happened? Like, where did I go for the next 2 hours? It honestly felt like I was asleep for 5 minutes, but I checked the time and 2 hours had passed. And so I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, did that actually just happen? So what do? I went to Google and I was like, okay, I don't think anything's gonna pop up, but I'm just gonna Google Ray, like sun goddess. And as I did so, you guys, all the frickin' links popped up of the sun god Ray. And I was like, okay, I honestly thought it was a woman talking to me, but it might have been Ray, the sun god. And so as I looked into it further, I actually became aware that a lot of the male gods can also manifest into their female counterparts or female forms. And so it's not uncommon to actually speak to the female version of a god or a goddess. And what I learned about Ray, the sun god, let me just read you guys more about him, is that Ray is said to be the god of heaven, the sun, and origin of life in Egyptian mythology. And he is said to show up to give you the warm encouragement and spiritual direction that you need. He helps you dissolve any fears that are holding you back and helps you work with your inner critic or your ego that's trying to convince you that you're not good enough, that you can't make a positive difference in this world, and that you're not worthy. And he often shows up to encourage you that it is time to start sharing your gifts. And when he comes into your energy, it represents that your calling is linked to your own inner healing. So by healing yourself and by becoming the best version of yourself, you are actually living out your calling and your purpose. And you guys, for me, this was so wild because this was not the first time I have heard this. This is not the second time I've heard this. This was not the third freaking time I have heard this. This has come up again and again and again with every tarot card reading I've had, with every psychic I visited, with so many intuitives. And I was just like, duh, Kira, you're gonna keep getting the same message until you freaking do something about it. And I think what was hilarious about this moment is that for the whole week, I was questioning my identity and my purpose in this world. I was getting really frustrated with myself because I felt like I wasn't showing up as my most authentic, as my most highest self on social media. I was getting really frustrated with myself because I was like, okay, I post these like, you know, cutesy videos or these like beauty routines or like makeup tutorials, but they don't have depth. They don't speak to the soul. They don't speak to the deeper, intimate, spiritual manifestation lessons that I have come to know and that I have grown so much from. And I was getting really up in my head because I was like, I feel like I only share 1% of myself on social media, but in reality, there's so much more that I want to give to people. There's so much more of an impact that I want to make. I want to help heal the collective consciousness, and I don't know how to do that. And it's really freaking scary. And that sent me into like the biggest slump ever because I was like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? But I feel like this message came at the perfect time because it basically was telling me, follow that calling. And specifically, Ray's gifts are associated with healing, with psychic arts, with connecting with spirituality and your soul. And I immediately was like, oh my gosh, that was such a beautiful and much needed sign. So long-winded story short, met one of my guides with me. I don't know for how long he or she will be with me or has been with me for, but it was so beautiful and very much so needed right as I asked for a sign as well. Okay, friends, so that was my story for this week. And if you guys have any manifestation success stories that you want to share, however big or small that you think they may be, I promise you they are going to be so amazing and we would all love to hear them. So please DM them to me on Instagram. My information is in the show notes below. Okay, now let's dive into today's topic, which is all about how we can manifest when we're in a bad mood. You can utilize your emotions to manifest, whether these emotions are good or bad, because emotions are just a form of energy. They are the body's way of responding to thoughts and experiences. So whether an emotion is positive or negative, it's still going to carry energy that can be harnessed and directed towards your goals, towards your desires. And I think it's also important to remember that all of our emotions exist on a spectrum, and what might be considered a bad emotion in one context actually might be a source of motivation in another situation. So for example, if you guys have ever felt super angry, which I'm sure you can recall the last time, but you know that anger can drive you to take action or to set boundaries. Or if you guys have felt sadness recently, then you know that sadness oftentimes can lead to self-reflection and tons of personal development. And I know that when you're in the thick of the emotion, it's so easy to forget this, and it's probably the last thing you want to hear. But the second you're out of it, like the second you're out of the mist and you can finally see, that's when you can look back and be like, oh, that's why it happened the way it did. And I'm actually really glad it all went down like that. Like, a perfect example of this was literally me all of last week, like I was telling you guys about. Like, if I had to be honest, I was having one of the worst weeks I could ever remember recently. My thoughts were a complete mess. I was overthinking everything. As I said, I wanted to quit doing content. I was going through a major identity crisis, questioning honestly everything, but I'll spare you guys all those details because I just told you guys about it. But basically, I'll just sum it up by saying I felt like everything was wrong. There was no way out, and I was so angry at the world, at myself, and at the universe for how things were unfolding in my life. And so to say that I was worried, stressed, or angry would have been a mega understatement. Like, honestly, you guys, I think the feeling that I was feeling in that moment was just pure hopelessness. But you guys, hitting such a rocky emotional bottom made me realize that whatever I'm doing right now isn't working. And instead of complaining about it or waiting for something to happen, I needed a change. And it was honestly the push I needed to go out there and be like, okay, I'm finally gonna do it. I am gonna do what I have been putting off for so long. I am gonna go freaking hire a coach. I am going to invest in a mentor, and I'm gonna work my butt off one-on-one with this person for the next 6 months to continue to transform my life. And bam, what do you know, you guys? I finally did what I was so freaking scared to do. I ended up hiring a coach. I sent in that payment the same freaking day I connected with her. And it is someone whose podcast I absolutely love and adore, someone who I look up to so much. And I can't wait to tell you guys about it when we start working together. But you guys, I just want to say, like, all of those quote unquote negative emotions led me to spring into action, because you best believe that I reached out to her and I swiped my credit card so fast, you guys. I'm not even kidding that when I said my emotional state, my energetic state, my mindset immediately shifted after that. I was like, I am now on the train forward. We are moving. We are going. We are leveling up. So that's all just to say that negative energy means that things are moving for you. And when things are moving, things are manifesting. So friends, what I'm going to do now is share my exact 5-step process for harnessing the power of negativity to manifest. Yes, I said it. We are going to own our negativity. We are going to use our bad moods. We are going to put it to work. If anger is with you, then you are about to put its butt to work starting now. It's not just going to sit on its butt and complain. It is going to go to work for you. Okay? Step one is to release resistance to how you are feeling. Because you guys, emotions are like waves. They come and they go. However, when we resist them, we trap that energy within us. So instead of pushing away your anger, your frustration, your sadness, how can you accept them as part of the human experience? By releasing resistance, you end up freeing up so much energy that you would have spent suppressing these feelings. And so how you're going to release resistance is that you are going to detach yourself from that emotion. And the way you're going to detach yourself from the emotion is you are simply going to ask yourself, like, this is honestly the easiest thing ever. You are just going to ask yourself this one question. How am I feeling right now? And then I want you to label whatever it is that comes to mind. Is it sadness? Is it frustration? Is it anger? Is it hopelessness? If you guys are having trouble, honestly, just Google negative feeling words or negative emotions and look through them until you find a few or one that resonate and be like, yes, this is it. And it could be multiple emotions. We're always feeling multiple emotions too. So feel free to label every single one that is with you. And the reason why this is so freaking important, this act of labeling your emotions, is that when you are able to identify the emotion, you realize that that emotion is not you. You realize that the emotion exists outside of you. So for example, so often we tend to say, oh, I'm sad, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, but in reality, you guys, you are not sad. You are simply experiencing sadness. You are not frustrated. You are simply experiencing frustration. You are simply experiencing anger. You are simply experiencing an emotion. And these emotional states are temporary, and what you are experiencing will shift and shift and shift. Oh, I just looked at the clock right now and it's 3:33. Okay, anyways, back to what I was saying. So this kind of reminds me of this one interview I saw where this person was trying to understand how people become homeless so that they could spread awareness as to how to help them. And it was super interesting because during the interview, my boyfriend and I noticed the same exact thing about the interviewer. So what happened was that when the interviewer would ask the person, "How long have you been experiencing homelessness for?" he actually used the word experiencing instead of asking, "How long have you been homeless?" or "When did you become homeless?" or "Why did you become homeless?" And even though, you guys, it's a super simple thing, the interviewer, just by using the word experiencing, reminds us, the viewers, as well as the person that is homeless, that it is just a label that they do not have to carry around forever. It reminds us that the person in front of the camera, the person that we might label as a homeless person, is actually so much more than a quote-unquote homeless person. They are simply a person who is temporarily experiencing homelessness, temporarily experiencing what it means to be homeless at that time. Just as you are a person who is temporarily experiencing negativity or experiencing sadness. So I tell you guys that example because I want you to be so mindful of the language you're using out loud or in your minds about what you're currently experiencing. Because language is such a powerful tool in shaping our subconscious beliefs and our inner self-talk. So when you say, "I am sad," you are choosing to identify with the emotion. But when you say, "I am experiencing sadness," that simple shift in wording reminds you that that emotion is temporary, just like any experience in this lifetime. You are not defined by your current emotional state. You are simply in the process of experiencing it. And it's this very shift in perspective that allows you to release resistance to the emotion and move towards healing and transformation. Because resistance comes when you identify with something. But by detaching yourself from your emotions and using language that frames them as experiences rather than identities, you begin the process of releasing resistance and you open up space for the emotional healing and the growth. All right, friends. I feel like that was so powerful. Oh my gosh. Like, if I could just repeat it again, release resistance, release resistance, release resistance. And to help you guys do so, we are going to step into step two, feel it to heal it. So guys, emotions are like messengers from the inner parts of ourselves. Like if you guys have seen the Disney movie Inside Out, you know what I'm talking about. You've got sadness that lives with you. You've got anger. You've got all the other emotion. I think there's like joy. I think there's another one. I forget. But there's a bunch of these different parts of you that are always with you at the same time. And at one point in time, one person might have the control stick. Another emotion might have the control stick at a different point in time. And as you continue to live your life, different emotions will be in control at different points in time. So what I'm trying to say is that your emotions are there for a reason. Ignoring them only prolongs the healing process. This is why the second step is to feel it to heal it. So when you guys notice that you're in a bad mood, instead of trying to numb the emotions out or ignore your emotions, how can you allow yourself to just experience them? Imagine letting the emotions wash over you like a wave. Sure, it might be scary when they come tumbling in. It might feel super loud. The ground might shake. But then what happens is that the wave crashes into the water and then it's gone. That crash, it can be really scary. You can get tumbled into it. It can crash on top of your head. But at the end of the day, how can you rise? How can you float back to the top? Like, so many of us don't give ourselves permission to feel and express what we're going through. And you guys, there are so many ways to do so. I'm not going to get into every single one of them because I feel like there are thousands, hundreds, tons of ways. But some of the most common ones that I hear of are through journaling, meditation, or even if you just want to talk it out to a friend, to a therapist, to a coach, to a guide. So I want you guys to be mindful of what activities you can do to allow yourself to open yourself up to these emotions, to allow the emotions to flow. One way that I like to do this is that in bed, I'll give myself literally 30 seconds. Once the timer goes on, I dive straight into it. I mentally tell myself, you know what, anger, hit me like a ton of bricks, come into my body, come into my mind right now, and I entertain that feeling to the max. I let myself feel super hot. I let myself feel those burning sensations. I let the thoughts swirl across from me about how I really hate this or I really dislike this and how everything is unfair. I just let myself welcome it. I imagine myself opening the floodgates and just letting it wash through me. And what I find, you guys, is that a lot of times 30 seconds is all I need, because after that, I run out of reasons that I'm angry. I run out of sensations in my body that remind me that I'm angry. And to close out my practice, I end up tensing every single muscle in my body from the top of my forehead down to the bottom of my toes. I tense as I inhale. And then as I exhale, I imagine myself releasing it all. I release all the tension and I release that emotion. And you guys, I can't explain how it makes me feel. All I can say is I feel so freaking free and clear. So I highly recommend that. If you guys are like, okay, where do I start? What's a practice for feeling the emotion? Go ahead and try that. Let me know how it goes. I promise you guys, it is life-changing. Step number 3, tap into what the emotion is trying to tell you. And this is all about gaining insight and understanding the message. Because every emotion has a message. It has a lesson or it has an insight to offer you. I always like to say emotions are some of our greatest teachers. So is your anger a sign that a boundary has been crossed? Is your sadness revealing that you maybe need a little time for some extra TLC, for some self-care? I want you to really ask yourself, what is this emotion trying to tell me? Why was this emotion triggered in this very moment? When was the first time I remember feeling this way? A lot of times when you go back to the first time you can remember feeling a way, you can understand that a negative emotion might come because it's a protective mechanism. And sometimes what you might find is that you actually don't need that protective mechanism anymore. But until you explore the emotion, why it came to you, what it's trying to tell you, you know, what beliefs it's calling for you to heal, then you're just going to keep feeling the same trigger and the same trigger and keep feeling bothered by that emotion. Step number 4, ask yourself, what do you want? How do you want to feel? So once you guys have gained some insight into your emotions, I want you guys to shift your focus from the problem to the solution, because chances are you're probably thinking, I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be hopeless. So then what is it that you do want to feel? It doesn't have to be going all the way from sadness to happiness. It doesn't have to be going from angry to pure bliss or pure joy. Maybe you're just going from anger to irritation. Maybe you're going from sadness to content. Something that I would highly recommend doing is looking up the emotional scale. If you just look up emotional scale, I'm sure it'll pop up on Google, but it shows you like this emotional ladder where there are different emotions in between. And it reminds us that all we need to do is make the goal going one step up. You don't have to try going 10 steps up the emotional ladder, but just try going one step up. So focus on how you do want to feel. Visualize how that would feel in your body and feel the emotions associated with that desired outcome. Ask yourself, what activities, what things will help me feel that way? And as Abraham Hicks says, 17 seconds, sometimes all you need to shift your energy, to shift your emotional state. So how can you tap into that new emotion for 17 seconds? And you can keep doing that and keep doing that and keep going one step up the ladder, one step up the ladder, one step up the ladder until you feel like you're in a good spot. Remember, when you're very low on the emotional scale, when you are in deep despair, when you're in sadness, when you're in frustration, you don't have to worry about manifesting. You don't have to worry about your future, success, all these desires, because when you go there, when you're in that state of mind, it's like wearing anger-colored glasses, or it's like wearing sadness-colored glasses. It doesn't matter what you look at. Everything is going to feel that same exact way. You are going to project that same exact energy. You're going to project those same exact emotions onto whatever you look at. when you look at $1 million, when you're in a really good mental space, when you're super happy, when you're joyful, it's going to feel a lot different than when you look at $1 million when you're in a state of despair or anxiety. So focus on your feelings first. The manifestations are going to come later. Just because you're feeling some type of way doesn't mean the manifestations aren't going to come. It doesn't mean your manifestations are on pause. The universe, God, source, it's a lot smarter than you think. It would never punish you. It would never take it away from you. It's just going to give it to you at the right time when you're ready to receive it. And last, step 5, be open to taking aligned action. I want you guys to know that even when you're not in the best mood, you can still take small actionable steps towards your manifestation goals. Because once you focus on the new emotion that you want to cultivate, then chances are you're probably in a better mental state where when you think of your future, when you think of your manifestations, instead of making you scared or anxious, they start to excite you. They start to feel good again. And you're like, yes, okay, I'm ready to get back into it. I'm ready to continue on my manifestation journey. And so what happens during that point is that you might be given some divine guidance. You might have a feeling to do something. You might have a calling to post a post on social media, and maybe that's the post that becomes your next viral video. You might have a calling to sign up for that pottery class, to go to that yoga studio, and that might lead you to meeting a person who could be your best friend, or who could be your next boss, or who could be your next client. So you are not stuck. You do not have to be stuck. Like, when I'm angry, a lot of times my inspired action is freaking going on a run, blasting some obscene music, and just getting the feels out there. When I'm sad, sometimes my inspired action is just taking a bath and crying in the bathtub. And you guys, I feel so much better. It is so freaking cathartic. And even when you might be in a bad state, you might find that all of a sudden you get this itch to do something. Maybe you open your laptop. Maybe you send an email. Maybe you reach out to someone. And maybe that's all you do for the day. But just know that that is okay. You do not need to do any more. You don't need to do any less. Trust in what you are being called towards. All right, friends, that is all I had for you today. Thank you so, so much for listening. I am so grateful for you all. And just remember, your negative emotions, your quote unquote bad emotions, nothing to be afraid of. Yes, uncomfortable, but will be so, so very helpful in your journey as you go through life. And you might not understand what I mean right now, but I promise you there's going to be a time where you do and where you're like, wow, what Kira said made a lot of sense in that episode. So if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you guys could rate, review, and or share this episode with anyone who you think would benefit. And don't forget to share your manifestation success stories with me on Instagram. All my information is in the show notes, and I will talk to you all next week.